My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we question the relationship between Joe Curry's, a.k.a. Dick Alderado's scammer Mavis Mills, and Davin's scammer Belinda Abbey. So listen and enjoy!
I'm questioning the relationship between Belinda and Mavis, and the reason why is they know each other.
Yeah.
And now, let's be truthful here. It looks like Davin and Mavis are getting a little bit more friendly. Do you feel that this situation would be stepping on Belinda's toes in relation to scamming Davin?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Belinda knew that they were getting closer.
They might be upset. Because,
or it could be she's getting closer to help ease my mind with Belinda to help seal the deal. You know?
Well, yeah, because she was talking up Belinda.
Exactly.
What a good girl she is.
Exactly. So maybe she wants, maybe if I feel closer to Mavis, she could be the therapist and go, no, it's okay. She's a good girl. She's
right,
really
because,
into you.
Because it's almost like the thing Honor Among Thieves, where, you know, they're either in trying to reel him in with reinforcement, or is she trying to steal him away from Belinda?
Oh, I don't get that feeling.
Okay, and I kind of get a little bit.
But she just mentioned Richard and another guy.
Right, but what I'm saying is it also, this situation would also detail how close they are and how close they claim to be. Because if Mavis is an acquaintance to Belinda, if she's trying to move in on Davin, it's not such a big deal. If they know each other as much as they, you know, allude to, it could be a problem. If they're not working in tandem together.
Well, I mean, they're working some way in tandem together.
In tandem together. Mm-hmm. How close in tandem would depend on the relationship.
It depends on the organization.
They
just might be determined to say, somebody's going to get this guy's money.
Yeah. You know, that's good.
I'll tell you what. There's enough fake Davin to go around. I'll bang all these bitches.
Yeah.
Well, the chat is they're floating the idea that either they're the same person.
They're not the same person.
Or
Lisa stop
says,
it.
Lisa says split personality.
They're not. I have visual and audio confirmation. They are not the same person.
Due to the conversations, how the conversations were back to back, you know, instantaneous. And the way
they might have each other on speed dial.
But the way the stories are, you know, there's such a different dynamic between each story where I think to switch from one dynamic to another dynamic
that
quick.
They're not that good.
They're not that good.
And I think that's even for somebody that's good. Like if we're switching between characters in a bit and stuff like that, sometimes it gets tough even though we're horsing around.
Yeah.
But to switch the dynamic that quick, I don't think that it's the same person.
You guys got to get out of your head that this is the same person. I have visual and audio.
Fine.
Not you.
Fine. All right.
No, I'm talking to the Den Pen, not you.
All right.
I have visual and audio contact. These are different girls. And like Joe said, the conversations are different. The way they do things are different. These are different girls. They obviously know each other.
Right.
So
right.
I think they're working for, at least they started working for the same organization. You know, there might be the Mavis chapters like, listen, we got to get this guy's money. And there might be the Belinda. We don't know how well they communicate. And
right.
The Belinda chapter who actually likes me now.
All right.
Which we said is possible.
Okay. Now, key things to think of and in my agenda, key things to think of their, what I brought up before, their relationship to each other. And if they're working close to each other, how well they know each other, and what their game is with Davin. If they're trying to lure him in, or maybe if Mavis is trying to steal him away and try to get some money.
I think Tom has an answer.
He says, if Richard and fake Davin bang this broad, just remember, it's only gay if you look each other in the eyes or if your balls touch.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we do, Tom will be able to discern everybody's orgasm in that equation.
I think
there's still a play to get Dick Alderado, if we can do that,
yeah.
By Mavis. And I think Mavis here is here to shore up some of the damage that if I'm upset with Belinda. Because they know that I'm upset by things.
Now, in that key area right there, it's going to be interesting as we move on to see what their reaction is to the relationship with the other person.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, well, you know, Belinda and I had words. Oh, do tell. That
right.
could be something where it might be trying to move in. Or, well, give her another chance. She's go. You know, which means they're working in tandem or that wasn't their intention. So there's a kind of a little dynamic going on
now,
here.
Now, remember, previously to this, and maybe why Mavis has to act in here now, is I told Mavis I now believe Belinda was the one who was lying. Remember, I sold out Belinda.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then this Mavis, new Mavis conversation comes on the heels of that. So I think that leads credence to my thing that Mavis is trying to shore it up now because I threw Belinda under the bus.
Yeah, it sounds more like Mavis is trying to shore up the relationship between Fake Davin and Belinda she's creeping on him.
Right. Now, that's a fair deal because she didn't really, she was kind of reinforced, like you said, reinforcing that instead of, dragging her, throwing her under the bus in that situation. So, like I said, whether I'm right or wrong, it does indicate how their relationship is with each other. We get a general idea.
When Mavis did see me, to go back to Joe's initial thing, she did say I was cute. What's that about? Why would she do that?
You're just
she is real.
What?
I said you're just irresistible.
No, I know what you said, but Joe said then she is real.
Yeah.
That would mean that she thinks I'm cute, Joe. That doesn't help your cause.
Yeah, that was actually a compliment.
Thanks, stupid. You know, when you don't want to be nice, you really are.
Well, I know what you were saying.
I thought you meant you didn't think it was cute.
No, she thought I was cute. I said.
Oh, then she's blind. Okay. Yeah. So
it doesn't really. But it adds to theory.
Says he thinks that Ishmael's the handler for both of them.
Could be.
Now, that's a damn good point.
Isn't that a damn good point?
All right. So let's go back.
I'm sorry to interrupt one more time. Will you think of having a video chat with Mavis?
I did have a video chat with Mavis.
All right. Okay.
That's how I said I have visual confirmation. You heard it.
All right. Now, listen to me. Did you think or see anybody that looked remotely like Ishmael or in the background?
No. We just heard. I didn't see.
Did it sound like Ishmael?
Remember when I was seeing Ishmael, there was a lot of
interference.
There was a lot of audio, so I really can't confirm that.
Right, because I'm going with what Tommy was saying. You know, where that bringing that back to that video conference
is
a hammer.
They're working that closely. They're really sloppy.
Yeah.
You know, and I just...
Well, it's not the Jet Propulsion Lab over there, you know what I mean?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.